can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life, really, a charmed life, except for, you know, the sex. Not that it was bad, it just wasn't, okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive. They existed in the same world as a phoenix or a unicorn. Ha. Huh. Then one day, a day like any other, I googled up erotic audios for women. That was the day that I exited the highway, took a left onto an unmarked street, branched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now, I don't know where the fuck I am. But wherever I am these days, whatever I'm doing, you are there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me every fucking where. To the kitchen when I lean forward to put dishes away. As soon as my belly touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear. Feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip. Just like that. I smell the testosterone, that scent of a man and musk, and feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up. I drag my lower lip into my mouth, pin it with my teeth, and sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think, and that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch. That wanton trollop. The smell of my back curves, my ass thrust out and tips up, my stance widens, and there is this moment when I shiver from head to toe at the night of you feeling me. My muscles tense, that sweet throb fires up in my pussy. Oh, my chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needed and eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. Your lips can press. Ah, here. Right here. Then I hear a car door. Or my phone vibrates. Or a dog barks and I blink. I collect myself. I shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs. I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand. And my control is pretty good. Yes. And a moment later, I regain my composure. My posture is perfect. And only the pink flush on my neck gives me away. That and the wetness soaking to my panties like You know, I hate rape. Well, when I'm at the gym on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand. And all those lovely endorphins I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my hands and arms, the push of my thighs and calves. One moment I'm focused and maintaining correct form and counting strokes, counting strokes, stroking. Stroking. And the next moment, my blood is hot and reckless. A pulse is pounding my throat, pounding my pussy. The wet gusset of my panties drag against my defenseless clit. The way your voice encourages me. My fingers to slide, and you are beneath me, looking up. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide, back and forth, your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers. Your eyes hooded, glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning, low and rough. And you say, ride me, fuck babe, grand. A blink and I realize where I am. I'm on the fucking damn machine at the gym, trying to not arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats, the blush of shame masking the flush of arousal. My nipples are hard points and my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench and curl inside my Chuck Taylors. There's damp patch blooming dead center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused and my breathing is ragged, and the man on the elliptical is staring at me like he's a German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck. I was hoping there were no witnesses. I'll bet he can smell the pheromone pouring off me across the room. Oh, I am so close. Damn it, so goddamn close. Two more strokes and I come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. Yes. This hot ache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over. Just fucking pull over on this quiet suburban street. Yes, next to the lot. With all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had the seductive wiles of Dita Von Teese? But she's not my crack. the C4 that blows up my brain. No, that would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Fuck. So close. Go for it. You want to. Come for me. Do it. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you like you're picking up the thread of a conversation we're having about desire, about satisfaction. Oh, the sound of you is so clear in my mind. Low and warm and rough as a cat's tongue, like wrapping myself in nubby cashmere. Yeah, I'm gone for the timbre and cadence and that hint of a growly twang that sounds like confident male. Your voice sounds like strong, calloused hands feel, parting my ties. Thinking about your hand leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. I spare a final wistful thought for my wide, comfortable bed with my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I'll pull over and jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back, tug and push and pull my yoga pants to my knees, and oh god, my clit is so stiff, so swollen, so needy. I am burning up from the center out. I suck my ring and middle fingers in my mouth. Game on. Images begin to flash along with the sensations. I wish these fingers were yours, or the head of your cock. I make my fingers into a V and glide along my pussy lips, pressing them tighter. Or, oh god, your mouth, any part of you that you would be willing to share with me. Oh, what would make you crazy, huh? God, my mind fears after this talk. I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so fucking much. I get wild when I think of that. How much I want to take you. I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so hot for you. I'm past foreplay. I just want to make you hot and aching and horny, willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I am right now, your wanton creature. A woman lost to shame and propriety, who has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. crave that. The sound of you. Ah, you just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere. And my pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so swollen. I'm so lush. My panties are sopping. It's a disgrace. I don't care. I pitch myself into my favorite never fail to get me there fantasy. We're driving on a back road with the windows down. I lean over, pull down your zipper and suck you into my mouth. Very carefully at first, then wetter and sloppier and deeper, more and more reckless, until you have to pull off onto shoulder. You pull me to you, and we're kissing while I straddle you, up with my hands on your shoulders, and you pull your wet, hard cock upright, and I start to sink down. Oh, fuck, so good, so full, so deep. Oh, God, I'm close. I want to come. Please tell me you want to come. And your voice says, do it. Make yourself come. Right there, right now, do it for me. That's my girl. That's my girl. Come for me. I grip my headrest with my free hand, and my lips lift and thrust and circle in this perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh God, I wish your mouth was on me. I could grip your hair and with that figure it on your tongue. Oh my God, it would take no time at all. I'd fucking shake to pieces. Come with me, please. Please, I want to fuck it so bad. Flood my pussy with your cum. Yes, please. Yes, no. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? Should I banish you or summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me. And I come for you. And it's fucking delicious. But I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting the Reddit app from my phone and... Wait, is that... Did you just post a new audio? Oh my...